From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's been more than a year since a riotous crowd of looters carried away thousands of artifacts from Iraq's National Museum. Early reports said many of the museum's pieces were found and returned, but at least 15,000 artifacts remain missing. NPR's Matt Hackworth reports from Chicago on one archaeologist's effort to find the pieces using volunteers, the goodwill of some U.S. troops, and the World Wide Web.
Two ranks of figurines stand in a glass case at the University of Chicago's Oriental Institute and Museum. The statues are a powdery white, carved from gypsum. And archaeologist Clemens Reichel says they're priceless.
Some of them look very naive in the way that, with their big eyes and their smiling faces, very endearing to some degree, not threatening or menacing at all. Yes, the ones in the Iraq Museum are still officially unaccounted for. We don't quite know what happened with them.
There are thousands of artifacts like these missing from the Iraqi National Museum, which once boasted one of the world's best Mesopotamian collections. Documentation for what was in the museum was lost in the looting, so Reichel and his colleagues are attempting to build a new catalog of Iraqi artifacts. But this catalog is different. It's designed in part to help recover missing bits of history. Reichel says the catalog is posted on the internet and is written in plain English.
The people we are trying to reach are the people in the general public that might spot an object somewhere but not know its significance. An example for that could be a cleaning lady that works in an antique store that sees something that looks very suspicious.
Reichel says he's trying just to be a clearinghouse for information and not do the work of law enforcement. But already, Reichel's had contact with the U.S. State Department and customs officials who have used the site for assistance in smuggling cases. And even U.S. troops have sent Reichel pictures of desert landscapes they think might be of interest.
A lot of these soldiers seem to be very willing to do more, but they simply lack the information, the background, and what to do on an archaeological site. We'll communicate, of course, and it certainly has attracted their attention and raised their awareness that there is something worth out there in the desert to protect.
Looters sometimes target unexcavated sites in the desert for valuable works of art. In the process, archaeologists lose the vital element of seeing a work where it's discovered. The artifact itself disappears, most likely to the black market. That threat is one reason around 300 volunteers felt the need to help.
Any problems that have shown up today?
Yes, actually, because now we have a new author.
Karen Terrace says she volunteered because she was angry the museum was looted.
It's very hard to take, and you want to do something. And of course, the more you learn about it, the worse you feel, but at least we're recording these things that people will be able to see them and see what's lost and have an opportunity to look at them.
Authorities have recovered around 5,000 museum pieces since last spring's looting. Reichel says it's important to move quickly before artifacts slip away and become irrecoverable.
This is not just a material loss. Once you lose your past, I think you've lost part of your identity. And I think that is why it's very, very important to get these objects back.
Workers on the project say that by safeguarding history, they, too, are helping rebuild Iraq from half a world away. Matt Hackworth, NPR News, Chicago.